Keith's party. So here's what happened. I saw you in the co-op and you told me about Keith's party, which I didn't even want to go to because I can't stand Keith's old, I gotta be the smartest white man in the room, indirect quasi-racist ass, thinking he can relate because he's Basque or 1/16th gypsy or some shit. But you, my sister, you invited me. So I thought, okay, let me see what this party is talking about. So on the day of the party, I'm buying some wine in the co-op. Wine I'm gonna bring to Keith's trifling party. And here he come, Keith. First off, he doesn't even remember me. And then after I introduce myself again, I say, well, I'll see you tonight. And he said, oh, I'm afraid there's been a mistake. It's only for our liberal arts college community. I'm so sorry. It's nothing personal. It's just that we pride ourselves on blah, 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 blah. Not like I give a shit, but still.
I know. I saw you there.
You saw me the next day. Yes, the next day.
Oh, right. At the co-op.
And you said,
I was hoping to see you at Keith's last night.
And I lied to you, fronted like I had some other party to go to. But I didn't.
Oh, no.
You didn't see me at the party. You saw me at the co-op where you told me about the party. All about the party. All the wild onion Gruyere tarts you ate and the marvelous conversations you had. You went on and on and on. I'm standing there in this co-op feeling like a fool, and I hate that damn co-op. It smells like Greek yogurt in there. I don't even know why I shop in there.